is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. What happened to the new Poor People's Campaign? We're in the thick of the 40 days of week-by-week protests called to take place around the country by the Poor People's Campaign, a call for moral revival. After huge pre-campaign publicity that included a lengthy profile of the campaign's leader, North Carolina's Reverend William Barber in The New Yorker, and other national papers and publications, now the silence is deafening. There's been virtually no national press that I have seen on the effectiveness or even the existence of the protest on various themes. The campaign's own website seems to prove this as well, with no postings of articles on its press section since the campaign began. What's happening? Local 100 United Labor Unions is a member of the campaign in Little Rock, but there's no evidence of the current campaign in New Orleans, Houston, or Dallas, where we also have offices. The Little Rock protest, joined by the union and our ally, the Arkansas Community Organizations, ACO, formerly Arkansas Acorn, have been reported locally. They've been regular and feisty, with occasional arrests for civil disobedience of several people, but they have been smallish, with often only 20 or so participants. Large rallies in Washington, D.C. are heralded on the campaign's website for later in June, so the energy and emphasis for the campaign may be going towards those events, but the lack of action in many cities is worrisome, especially since the list of partners was extensive, including a number of large labor unions and religious denominations. Normally, that level of support would have translated into a more recognizable local footprint for the campaign. But tellingly, none of the national church-based community organizing networks, Faith in Action, Gamaliel, DARE, or the IF, are listed as campaign partners. What are we to conclude at the midpoint of what we would have hoped indicated a resurgence of interest in and activity by the poor? It seems clear that people so far just aren't answering the call for moral revival. They're voting with their feet, and their bottoms are staying in their chairs. People are moving around politics everywhere. But that is not translated to this campaign. In fact, the almost apolitical nature of the campaign and its focus on moral awakening rather than empowerment has been one of the continual but quiet criticisms. In fairness, it is hard, if not impossible, to assemble a volunteer army for social change, and there are signs that the campaign fully understood the need for infrastructure and a deeply supported organizing structure. Our union gets a lot of calls from the campaign to act, but aside from the hectoring, little real support from the campaign itself. A campaign of any kind faces a huge mountain to climb when it's asking organizations and supporters to put aside their daily work in order to pick up the banner for something else, especially when the call involves something different week after week. This may not have been a winning strategy for the Poor People's Campaign. Reverend Barber and his Moral Mondays efforts in North Carolina were galvanizing while he was head of the state NAACP there, and he's clearly become an important voice for change and a tireless advocate for the poor. The NAACP is not listed as a partner in this campaign, though, which also speaks to some unresolved internal issues. One fears that the campaign's embrace of the national press and the Speaker's Bureau approach, rather than real organizational building and support, may have inadvertently made this effort more about building Barber's brand than building something real on the ground. Martin Luther King Jr. was a master in the pulpit, but he led a deeply rooted organizational base and led a real movement. Making the call isn't enough, and never is a substitute for real action and work. We need a real Poor People's Campaign, so let's hope the seeds are being sown now to build for more and more in the future. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.